Hawker intends to emerge from Chapter 11 as a standalone company. Cessna's third quarter draws mixed reviews, and American seeks 1,500 new flight attendants. This is Aero News for Friday, October 19th, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. Well, it looks like when Hawker Beechcraft emerges from Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, it will do so as a standalone company. After an engagement with Superior Aviation Beijing Company, the wedding is off. In a news release Thursday, Hawker Beechcraft said it is no longer pursuing a transaction with Superior because the parties could not reach agreement on the terms of a planned sponsorship agreement. Robert S. Steve Miller, CEO of Hawker Beechcraft, Inc., said, quote, "We made the decision to proceed with the standalone plan of reorganization after determining that despite our best efforts, the proposed transaction with Superior could not be completed on terms acceptable to the company. We are disappointed that the transaction did not come to fruition, but we protected ourselves by obtaining a $50 million deposit from Superior that is now fully non-refundable and property of the company. The go-forward business plan we have developed with our creditors ensures that we will emerge from this process in a strong operational and financial position with an enhanced ability to compete well into the future," end quote. Upon its emergence from Chapter 11, the company intends to rename itself Beechcraft Corporation and will implement a business plan that focuses on its turboprop, piston, special mission, and trainer attack aircraft, the company's most profitable products, and on its high-margin parts, maintenance, repairs, and refurbishment businesses, all of which have high growth potential. Higher revenues but lower profits marked Cessna's third-quarter report just recently released. The Wichita Eagle reports that Cessna's revenues were up $7 million to $778 million, but the profit shrank to just $30 million when compared to a year ago. That's down $3 million. RBC Capital Markets analyst Robert Staller wrote in his report that third-quarter review for Cessna was, quote, "considerably lower than we had expected," end quote. Textron chairman and CEO Scott Connolly said that one bright spot is that order cancellations continued to decline. More of the companies and individuals that have ordered airplanes are actually following through and taking delivery. But Cessna said in its quarterly earnings report Wednesday that the revenue increase is largely due to a boost in used airplane sales, which offset a drop in the deliveries of new biz jets. The company's production backlog totals $1.3 billion. That's down $156 million from the second quarter. The bump in used aircraft sales for the quarter was $30 million. Donnelly also said that the market right now favors buyers over sellers and that production will likely be flat for the rest of the year. American Airlines says it will bring on more than 1,500 new flight attendants over the next year. American will begin the process of recruitment and hiring in November, with the first new hire class beginning training in January 2013. The overwhelming response by current flight attendants to the company's recent voluntary separation options, combined with an aggressive training schedule during the transition of the newly established flight attendant contract, led to the ability to welcome these new flight attendants to American. This is an exciting step forward and an opportunity for American to look for candidates to join the current team and help deliver the best onboard experience and represent the new American. Lori Curtis, American's Vice President for Flight Service, said, quote, "We value our flight attendants and appreciate the important contributions they make to our company every day. We look forward to welcoming new faces and working together to bring a fresh energy to our team." The airline will post the job openings in November, at which time eligible candidates can visit aacareers.com to submit their interest. American intends to start the selection process for new hire flight attendant candidates in early December, with the first class starting its training course in late January of 2013. The FAA has published an NPRM in the Federal Register proposing an AD for Robinson Helicopter Company model R-44 and R-44-2 helicopters equipped with emergency floats, which would require replacing the inflation valve assembly. The proposed AD is prompted by failure of the emergency floats to deploy during a factory test because a needle was binding within the inflation valve assembly. The proposed actions are intended to prevent the failure of the floats to inflate during an emergency landing. The FAA estimates that this proposed AD would affect 165 helicopters of U.S. registry at a total cost per helicopter of $1,063 to $1,168. The comment period on the proposed AD is now open. The FAA says the most helpful comments reference a specific portion of the proposal, explain the reason for any recommended change, and, of course, include supporting data. When Aero News continues, could it be that we are not alone? Dozens of Spitfires will soon be coming home, and then there was one.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher-performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Aero News continues now for Friday, October the 19th. I'm Glenn Moyer. European astronomers have discovered a planet with about the mass of Earth orbiting a star in the Alpha Centauri system, the nearest to Earth. It is also the lightest exoplanet ever discovered around a star like the Sun. The planet was detected using the HARPS instrument on the 3.6-meter telescope at ESO's La Silla Observatory in Chile. The results will appear online in the journal Nature on October the 17th. Alpha Centauri is one of the brightest stars in the southern skies and is the nearest stellar system to our solar system, only 4.3 light-years away. It is actually a triple star, a system consisting of two stars similar to our Sun orbiting close to each other and designated Alpha Centauri A and B, and a more distant and faint red component known as Proxima Centauri. Since the 19th century, astronomers have speculated about planets orbiting these bodies, the closest possible abodes for life beyond our solar system, but searches of increasing precision have revealed nothing. That is, until now. Nearly 70 years ago, British forces buried dozens of Spitfire fighter aircraft in Burma to keep them out of the hands of the then-invading Japanese forces. The aircraft, properly crated and preserved, have lain hidden underground in Burma ever since. Now a British aviation enthusiast, David J. Kundal, has uncovered their location after 16 years of searching for the aircraft, and at last a deal has been struck between the British and Burmese governments to allow them to be unearthed and brought home. And it's not just a few. There are an estimated 60 of the iconic fighters in the ground in Burma, that according to a report appearing on Fox News. The Myanmar Alin newspaper said that the two sides had agreed in agreement Tuesday to unearth what will be the largest number of Spitfires in the world. A British embassy spokesman said that some will be displayed in Burma, but that he hoped many would be brought back to a flyable condition in the UK. At least one organization, the Boultbie Flight Academy in Britain, that is dedicated to the Spitfire, said it was disappointed that it will not be involved in the recovery effort, and that it hopes some of the aircraft will be used to rebuild ties between Britain and Burma. The British embassy said that the project will give the UK government an opportunity to work with the new reformist government in Burma. The recovery effort is expected to get underway as soon as the end of this month. And then there was one. The last time a space shuttle will ever move will be November the 2nd, when Atlantis, the last orbiter to fly in space, will also be the last orbiter to be transported to its final resting place at a museum. And the last orbiter to move has the least distance to cover. Atlantis will travel the nearly 10 miles from Kennedy Space Center to its new home at the Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex. The move will begin at about 0700 local time when Atlantis leaves Kennedy Space Center's Vehicle Assembly Building at about 2 miles per hour on the 106-foot-long orbiter transporter system. The orbiter will make its way to Kennedy Space Center headquarters, where at about 0945, thousands of current NASA employees and former shuttle workers are scheduled to attend a private event that will include a ceremony to mark the transfer of Atlantis to the visitor complex. Atlantis will then head to Space Florida's Exploration Park, a 65-acre area that will provide a festival setting for a half-day event where guests can see the shuttle up close and in the round. Bill Moore, the chief operating officer of Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex for Delaware North Company's Parks and Resorts, which operates the visitor complex for NASA, says, quote, Atlantis is a spacecraft that has flown 33 missions into space, logging more than 125 million miles, and it was the last orbiter in space and the last to touch down at Kennedy Space Center. Seeing the orbiter up close will be an emotional experience, end quote. And if I may take a little journalistic liberty here and paraphrase the crew of Apollo 13, farewell, Atlantis, we thank you. You and your sister ships did America proud. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.